Once again, for Community Focus, our public affairs program here on 97.5 Glory FM. This morning, my special guest is Brian Lackey, the Gainesville City Manager. We'll be talking about T-Splosh this morning. Hey, Brian.
Good morning, Mike. Glad to be with you.
I'm glad you're with us. You know, full disclosure, start things off. I always have to let everybody know first that Brian and I are related. His grandfather and my mother were brother and sister, and so I can give him the hardball questions this morning. And,
I was wondering if you were own up to that or not. So.
Well, I have to, from that standpoint. You know, you're the better half from that standpoint this morning, brother. You know, from that standpoint. So yes, we are related. So we'll go from there. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call here at the radio station. And say, okay, hey, we were biased in any way, shape, or form, but we're going to talk. We talked with Zach Probst last Monday morning about T-Splosh, the last item on the upcoming November 5th election on the ballot, and it's going to be whether or not the voters in Hall County and all the different municipalities want to add 1 cent to our sales tax to end up funding a splosh for traffic. So we talked from the county side of it. We got Brian here to talk about the city side of it. So talk about the involvement of the city in really developing the projects for this whole entire thing, Brian.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Like you said, it's a big initiative community-wide, not just the county, but for City of Gainesville as well, and really all the other cities that are involved within Hall County through all that. But as far as coming together, I think it shows really good that especially the City of Gainesville and Hall County work together to do this. I've said often since my time here, I'm almost 9 years now as a city manager.
Wow.
From that my time in going at before that, there was a lot of effort put towards not getting along from city and county relationships. And so I've learned that you can either put effort into getting along or put effort into not getting along. And it's a lot easier to put that effort into getting along. And so the counties really had that same mindset. So it was really working closely together. You know, 1 year ago, we did have a hiccup with one city to the south part of the county.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to play along. And so we kind of had to work through some issues there. But everyone's on board now moving forward from all that. So excited about this list of projects that's been put forward. And so do fully understand that adding a tax is not a fun thing to do from all that. But I think both for myself and I think Mayor Cuvion and the rest of the city council will say that one of the biggest complaints they get is about traffic in and around Gainesville. You were talking about it just before we got on about just the traffic in the downtown kind of core area, mm-hmm. and how congested it is. Just to coming here myself, I had to sit through two light cycles at Jesse Jewell and E. Butler just to get out of my office. So fully understand that there's obviously a problem, and we just feel this is the best way to solve it.
All right. There's a lot of people who still don't know there's a T-Splosh item on the upcoming November 5th election and on the ballot. So let everybody know what it's all about, please.
Yeah, so it's the last item on the ballot, or probably close to the last item. It depends on where you live and which ballot you get,
mm-hmm.
but need to be patient about that. Someone joked the other day that we want you to go to the end of the ballot first and work your way back, but I know most people aren't going to do that. But it's the last item on the list. And oddly enough, because of state law, not because we're trying to be vague, but it's a basic question that says, do you want to add a penny sales tax for transportation, special purpose, local option sales tax? I know in government we use the acronyms all the time, but that's what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people are familiar with our regular splosh we've had for 9 different times now that's been renewed. A lot of quality capital projects have been done in our community through that. They're probably familiar with the e-splosh that's been voted in several times. But this is a new one with T-Splosh for transportation. It has to be dedicated for capital projects on there. So it's a very simple question. It's for 6 years. We expect it to raise up to $390 million over that 6 years. And a little bit different in that most of the time the splosh referendum will list projects that are on there. I wish we could list the projects. That's why we're getting out and trying to educate people on what the projects are, is because state law will not let us list it. It'll be a basic question. But stick with us and get to the end if you want to do some transformational type projects to make your quality of life better.
All right. So the idea, we were talking to Zach Probst last week, there's on the county website, we can find the different projects. Same thing with the City of Gainesville website?
No, we're going. I'm really referring back to that. We didn't want to duplicate that or confuse people,
mm-hmm.
But it's all geared back to what the county's done. They've done a great job of that. A couple of good videos there. That website is the central clearinghouse about where to go. I believe on our website it will refer you to that. Again, we just don't want to make sure we're duplicating
sure.
efforts. We're giving one clear message about what the projects are.
All right, so go to hallcounty.org, and you'll see they've got a lot of great things showing you how to get to it, and you'll learn a lot about the different projects. I told Brian I was going to ask him one hardball question. I may ask it two. The first one is, you coming from Gwinnett County years ago and working in public works, and now as the city of Gainesville city manager, the idea people may say who are against this is that it looks like when you're funding projects for traffic in the city of Gainesville, that you're really encouraging growth.
Yeah, and as we talked about coming from Gwinnett, there was one year when the regular SPLOST was voted down because it had too much geared towards new roads, and I think the residents figured, hey, you're doing this just to bring more people in.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that side of it. I really do. But, Mike, the people are here. The volume of traffic is here. As I was kind of joking with you, people have discovered this is a great place to be. And I
say for now.
For now, but I hate to tell you, but more people are coming. And we're not trying to drive that, but from the city of Gainesville standpoint, and I'll get into talking about our projects that we're going to drive as part of this,
mm-hmm.
It's all about trying to improve how you get in and around Gainesville. And that's not to bring more people here. It's just the volume of people and cars we have now.
Well, Brian, the big thing is the way the geography is here is that you got to go through Gainesville to get anywhere around Northeast Georgia, whether it be Dawson County, Lumpkin County, White County, Habersham County, even Banks County. You got to go through Gainesville to get there.
That's right. You got to come right down to Jesse Jewell or Browns Bridge Road,
right.
Or you got to cross it somewhere through there. So in my discussions about this, I've said, you know, in Gainesville, we don't have a bypass. I'm going to use that dirty word,
mm-hmm.
but we're not going to get a bypass, whether that's because of the difficulties of the geography of the lakes to get across or just the politics of not having a bypass.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have one. We're not going to get one. So we've got to just think of other ways to allow people to get in and through Gainesville without accessing some of those major intersections of Jesse Jewell, D.E. Butler, Queen City Parkway, two or three others there to do that. So we're really looking at ways to people to get in and around downtown Gainesville without having to access those major intersections.
All right, the second hardball question. And the question is, Zach Probst told me that there is a economist from Georgia Tech that says we'll have the money in 6 years to pay for this project because we're doing the math. We're looking at $390 million for this project, all the different projects, mm-hmm. the main T-SPLOST. So we got to multiply that by 100. How much money's got to come in to have the one penny for the project? So looking at $39 billion over 6 years' time, they'll be coming in to Hall County and the city of Gainesville. And we're not, how can that work? Because I still don't see currently how we're doing that. Maybe in the 6 years' time as we grow, we may have that. But how in the world, you talk to anybody about that, about when it comes to how the money's going to come in to pay for this project?
Well, it's all about, it's a consumer tax. You know, it's not property tax. It's about you have to go spend the money, and it's, you know, charged on what you consume from however you're doing that. Outside of when you pay for gas, that mm-hmm. goes towards the State Department's road projects they do. But it's all about what you spend. So really, you can control it. You know, if you want to spend less, you can do that. But to be honest with you, the economist out of Georgia Tech, he actually was suggesting we say it was going to be more, but we're trying to be conservative. They think it's going to be mid $400 million over 6 years, but we want to be conservative and go with $390 million from that. I think that just shows, Mike, that how many people come into our community from out of town. I know the county did a study in June on two Friday nights in downtown Gainesville and found that 38% of the car tags were not Hall County, just in the downtown Gainesville area. So if you use that as a study for our community, the people coming in, you know, I love it. I love to say a lot of times where it's hotel, motel tax or sales tax. I love it when people come here to leave their money and go home for all that. So that's what I love about this. These people are coming in here, whether they're coming to the hospital. You know, we're blessed to have a regional healthcare system right here in downtown Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's education, other doctors, whatever else, as you come into shopping, et cetera, entertainment, people are coming into Gainesville from other places. We've become a destination location for those type of things. People come here, they spend their money, and they go back home. They're using our roads and infrastructure to come in here and do that, so it makes sense that they would help pay for it, so it's not putting on the burden, solely of the burden, of the people that live here.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus is Brian Lackey, the Gainesville City Manager, talking about T-SPLOST. And the idea is he's not here, Zach Probst is not here to promote it. They're not allowed to do that. But he's going to educate you and give you ideas about you make a decision whether or not to vote for this on November the 5th. So let's talk projects. So how'd you and the people you worked with come up with the projects for the T-SPLOST in the city of Gainesville?
Well, again, it's about coming up with options to get people in and around and through Gainesville without having to hit those major intersections.
Mm-hmm.
So the first big one, there's really four that we'll be involved with. And so the first one is Ridge Road. So if you've been in Gainesville or Hall County for a while, you'll recognize that East and West Ridge Road are two different parts of it. And it's improving that road going all the way from Queen City Parkway to the airport, up past Athens Highway. Then as it comes up to Old Athens Street, there's a jog in it. That's the separation in East and West, is making that a clean flow through and taking that all the way up to what I called old Caniga Highway near the old underpass there, the dangerous underpass.
They're on Spring Street.
That's right. So improving that for connectivity, but there'll be two new options as connectors to that. The first one we're calling the Downey Connector. So as Downey Boulevard comes past the Boys and Girls Club, it turns to become MLK, mm-hmm. taking it from right in that area, going across the railroad track and tying into it to give another option for people to come in to Jesse Jewell. Think of the people going to the new hospital tower as it nears completion. That type of connector road will give people a better option to come into the hospital rather than having to go to Queen City or E.E. Butler at Jesse Jewell and make their way in that way. There'll also be another connector road at the very northern end. I talked about it coming into old Caniga Highway. Mm-hmm. Is it making a connection over to Limestone, where Limestone ends there at the QT at Jesse Jewell as well? So two new connector roads that allow people to give them options not to come to those major intersections in downtown Gainesville.
All right, so you're saying like where the QT is now, that would be taken away by right of way?
Yeah, right now I think the road's called Textile Drive, that kind of loops around, uh-huh. taking that to go over the railroad track and then tie back into there. Again, we haven't designed these, so I can't tell you specific routes, but that's the general idea, is to take it across the railroad track to tie in to give you two better connections.
All right, so there, even with design, Brian, when we look at, let's say, for example, they do vote yes on November the 5th, then you're looking at design phase, then right away, and then starting to build things in the future. So what kind of priorities would go to the city of Gainesville compared to the other projects going on with this T-Splost?
Well, getting started, we're going to be laser focused on these four big projects I talked about, doing the design of it, pushing that hard every day, then moving into the right-of-way phase, then moving into construction. Because if we are fortunate enough to have this voted on, when we come around for renewal, we're going to show progress. It can't be, hey, we're just designing some cool stuff. We're going to be turning dirt. We're going to be putting new asphalt down. So there's a couple of the projects that can help with that. The other one is not too far from your studios here on Park Hill Cleveland Highway. We hear all the time about the congestion there at Oak Tree Drive, uh-huh. at Long Street, Riverside, and up to Anodum. Those yep. three interchanges, not only for moving cars, but for moving people, mm-hmm. getting people across there, to getting into City Park. So we'll be looking to improve those three intersections as part of what we do. We think we can move a little quicker on that one because those are, you know, three tighter interchanges to be able to do versus Ridge Road being big. The third one is really on our west side, trying to move for that. We're very optimistic about what can happen to the mall site, you know, that 45-acre site there that's yep. been sitting there that's underutilized. We believe there are some good things happening there over the next few months. And then designing what is now Skelton Road coming out of there to be a better road to tie into Hilton Drive, which is right there by the Chevy dealership on Browns Bridge, that takes you down to Atlanta Highway. So that's designed to say that all the revitalization we think is going to happen in the mall area, instead of pushing that traffic back to Pearl Nick's, back to Jesse Jewell Browns Bridge, as I talked before, mm-hmm. those major crossings, give people another opportunity to come out of that area on what is Skelton, I think we'll call it Hilton Drive, mm-hmm. connect that down to where Hilton Drive is now, so it gives people better connectivity both to Browns Bridge and down to Atlanta Highway should they want to continue down that road. So then the fourth one, as I continue on this, yes. Is a partnership with the county, and actually the benefit of being able to add the sixth year of the T-Splost on this, as we talked about adding one more transformational project, mm-hmm. and it's the White Sulphur Road area. With all this going on there, with the Inland Port coming in, the new elementary school, all the other growth, as you come into Gainesville, that's where now our commercial node is. You know, we just opened a new Publix in that area.
Yep.
So it's looking at improvements to White Sulphur and Beverly and how that ties in, too. And that'll be a partnership with the county, because some of that will be outside the city. But our focus is going to be laser-focused on those four projects that we think could add to the quality of life of the people that are already here, not trying to bring people in. Those people are already here. And if you've been in either four of those locations, I think you've been impacted by bad traffic, and we want to do what we can to make those situations better.
Tell me, is the intersection, just off the wall question, is the intersection there of McEvery and Brownsville, Cedar County?
It is. That's right in the city. But both those are state routes, and neither one of those are our road. But
right.
that intersection, you know, the racetrack,
right.
the new QT, and the Walmart grocery store, all in the same.
Only reason I'm asking, friend, is because how in the world you put crosswalks in those things? You're taking your life in your own hands, and why would you want to walk around that intersection there is beyond me from that standpoint.
Well, that's a part of what GDOT wants to do. That's a GDOT
yes,
upgrade the intersection to put those crosswalks in.
Yeah.
I know I get aggravated because if you do push the PED button, called the pedestrian button,
uh-huh.
it does increase the time of the light. So
uh-huh.
I guess I have to fall into that being frustrated too when I see
yeah.
someone walking going, one, why do you walk here? And two, you're making the light cycle last longer to get the person across the street.
Yeah. So. Talking to Brian Lackey this morning, the Gainesville City Manager here on 97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia, talking about the upcoming T-Splosh that you'll vote on November the 5th. When looking at the different projects, the one question I had, and I was trying to picture it, Brian, when you're talking about the Downey extension. So if you expand, or at least widen, however you want to say that, upgrade Ridge Road, then you have the Downey extension, I'll call it, going across MLK, hooking up to it. Is that correct?
Going across the railroad track, and actually the most likely scenario is that there's a little road called Purina Drive, which is right next to the Purina facility there,
uh-huh.
coming in right there. There's already an intersection at Purina and West Ridge.
Right.
So probably using that already road connection to come across with, if that makes sense.
Yeah. My only question, I remember when they had basically the original bypass, and you go back and do the history, there was the idea of putting a bypass around Gainesville, and MLK was part of that in a sense. And you see where Downey Boulevard is four lanes down to the Boys and Girls Club, then it goes two lanes because of historic issues there. Is there any problem about the history and maybe historic preservation, that kind of thing going across there?
Well, in all our projects, we're going to make sure we minimize our impact to existing neighborhoods. We fully understand that as we see that each of those projects has some type of impact. That's why when we're looking at it, we haven't designed it yet. There'll be input from each of those neighborhoods about what to do. But yeah, all of those projects, especially in Gainesville, have to take into consideration the existing neighborhood so we don't impact any of them through there.
Do you try in a way to educate people also, Brian, about there's not a bypass around Gainesville, but if you're going from Browns Bridge Road or even Dawsonville Highway, you could go, say, to John Morrow. Is there any way to educate people and say, okay, use the Pearl Nix Parkway over to MLK to get over to Limestone or even Downey Boulevard some way?
We do, and we try to use that, especially for locals who kind of understand the routes a little mm-hmm. better, like the Sardis Connector that's
right.
about to be built. That's just another short phase of a connection that will assist people in that part of the community. They can avoid downtown Gainesville by taking those routes. I know it's a little odd for a city manager to want people to avoid downtown, but because we have so much traffic and congestion without a bypass, that we have to do that type of stuff. We have to start helping people understand there's little segments of roads that you can take to make it just a little bit better for you.
But your idea, as you mentioned, city manager, is really to get the people who are going through Gainesville and get around Gainesville, and that's one reason you like the Sardis bypass, right?
That's right. That's right. If you have no need to come into downtown Gainesville, then why increase your frustration by making you come in and sit through the traffic cycles of the lights and to get out when, hey, if I could just have this little short connector to get on and do my business and, again, make your quality of life just a little bit better.
So how do you deal with the traffic flow going through town with all the different intersections and make sure everything goes smoothly?
Well, the only thing we've been able to do the last several years is put our money towards what we call our ITS room. It stands for Intelligent Transportation Center. You were talking about it
mm-hmm.
before.
Yep.
There in our office, we have a full room where it has the cameras that you see when you come down to the intersection. That camera, it does detect vehicles, but also lets us see what's going on. And so we have those little metal boxes on each side allow us to tweak the timing of all the lights. Hopefully you've seen on one of those corridors as you went through that you hit the lights just right. I can't guarantee it happens every time, but that's our goal, is that once your traffic starts flowing, you can hit all those lights until the next major intersection.
I can tell you, in the mornings coming to work here, and I live in South Hall County, is that, and this is before 6, is, and my wife works at the medical center, is that if we hit all those lights right, we can go through town. It's a 10-mile trip to work, and it might take us through town, it might take us 10 minutes. If not, it might take us 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. So that's what we try to do, is get that timing right mm-hmm. so that everyone's flowing at the same time. through all that. So with those being state routes and not being much right away, we can't add a third lane because there's just not room. Trying to make those red lights work as efficiently as possible is what we do.
Good point there, buddy, because the idea is that the way the city is, you can't really add lanes, can you?
That's right. Well, that's why we can't talk about adding three lanes to Jesse Jewell or Browns Bridge. There's no room to do that. Mm-hmm. It'll be, I can't imagine the cost of having to acquire that right away if all the development that's happening in Gainesville through that. So that's why we have to think about options, get people around those key congested areas.
All right, so how do you, if this does pass on November 5th, how do you get people through Gainesville and all these projects when work's going on?
Well, I think the beauty of some of that is, Mike, is it's not right on those major thoroughfares. And, you know, we're tying in at different type places. So, really, you won't see any impacts until the roads are done for those other places. Traffic will still flow the way it does, hopefully as efficiently as possible.
Because, you know, people are going to say, well, I've seen 400 and 285, for example. That's what you sort of think, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, it won't be anything like that. Now, when we tackle Green Street, which is our project already on the books, that's when we'll aggravate everybody and have to
including
deal with that.
Including me.
Yeah, and deal with that. But these other projects that are T-Splosh related, are ones that are one-offs. You might see a little bit on the Park Hill when we're doing the interchanges. Obviously, we got to do that.
Tell me about that, please. How are you going to upgrade Park Hill?
Well, we don't have designs on
okay,
it, but we're looking at
the I can give you drive. Suggestions then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know you're talking about how you love roundabouts. So I'm kind of with you, Mike.
Exactly.
I'm not sure Mike's a fan of roundabouts, but they could be roundabouts, so they could be just improved interchanges as we study all that. I'm not sure Anoda at Park Hill will be a good.
All right, tell everybody, too. I told Brian this, our former mayor, Nanny Dungan, he said his, and this was public knowledge, that his idea was to extend Downey Boulevard, four-lane divided highway, making a note of four-way divided on how we go into Park Hill, past the Anoda Elementary School, and dead end on Thompson
Bridge
Road.
I love Danny Dunnigan. He's still on city council. Hopefully he's not listening to this, but when I first came here, having a little bit of sense of Gainesville, because as Mike knows, my roots are here, spent a lot of time with my grandparents, both sets of them in Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Anoda really well. That's how he got to the Big G Shopping Center.
Absolutely.
From all that. So I came in and staff told me that the mayor, Danny was the mayor at the time, wanted to make that a four-lane bypass. I was like, have y'all lost y'all's minds? We can't do that. So luckily we were able to pivot a little bit and start working on it. But it just shows that elected officials here for a long time have been trying, they've been trying to find solutions.
But at the same time, that was part of the original bypass.
You're right. You hit on it a while ago. That's why Downey had the four lanes where it does. So I think they were trying in segments. But long ago, that probably was the right place for a bypass. But as Gainesville's grown, it's just not.
Bingo. Exactly. So you sort of have sections of four-lane divided highway that you could get around. So that's why I mentioned before about you can go Browns Bridge Road, you could turn on Pearl Nix, go over there to MLK and back over. It wouldn't take you near as long, would it?
That's right. That's right. And, of course, some of the locals know if you kind of go by the high school and go that way, you can even cut across even more so than that. I'm not encouraging traffic to go through those existing neighborhoods through there, but the locals know how to do that.
Different subject, I guess, in standpoint. Is it a public-private project when it comes to the mall property now, or is it all private?
Well, I think we're going to be in good partnership there, so we'll have to see what happens there. That's in a tax allocation district, so I think there'll be some level of in fact, I'm certain there'll be some level of city participation there. But we won't be in on building anything.
Right.
There won't be a public facility there.
Right.
It'll just be what we do to, you know, help offset some costs of some public infrastructure that goes
gotcha.
There.
Okay. So when you mentioned Skelton Road, I remember hearing years ago that the state wanted to get involved in this project and would make it four-lane divided from Skelton Road all the way over to Atlanta Highway and somehow work with Thurman Tanner Parkway, even go through the old Chicopee Village, that kind of thing. So in my mind, you know, trying to picture all this, how would that work?
Well, I've never heard that before, so we're not talking about that grand of a plan. We're just trying to, if you've been on Skelton Road, it's a pretty rough road, not many shoulders out through there. It's just making the improvements through there to make it a better road.
So, I mean, how do you get from Skelton to Hilton? That's, I guess, my question.
Well, that'll be the trick. You know, we'll have to see how we do that. You know, there's some existing properties through there that, again, we got to minimize impacts there, but we need to study it and see what's the best way we can make that a continuous flow across Browns Bridge.
Okay. And the idea, too, and there's so many islands in the city of Gainesville, isn't there, that you got working, and you mentioned before, with Zach Probst in the county about working together in projects.
Yeah, you're right. Gainesville's not one of those cities. It's just one of those kind of concentric circles, and you come in and out. There's places you go in and out.
That's right here.
That's right. There's fingers that go through there, so that can make it a Another reason we have to work so closely together is because, you know, people don't know if you're in the city or not. You know, Zach and I know if you're in the city at a certain location.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
From all that, but they don't want to hear a squabble about whose responsibility is. We got to make sure that we're addressing issues, you know, as we
in the biggest issue of that, law enforcement and fire and rescue?
Yeah, it is, you know.
I mean, our first response, we're talking about.
That's right. Now, I will tell you that it's based on fire and law enforcement. Well, they really work to dispatch on closest to, so we don't get into the whole, hey, where is that? They know they got to serve people when they show up. We can straighten out the issues once we get there, and once the issue is stabilized, you can say, okay, that's county or city, but whoever gets there first is the one that addresses it.
All right, so Brian, for the listeners who are looking at voting on this issue, yes or no, on November 5th, they say, okay, it's a six-year project when it comes to bringing the money in to the T-SPLOS. But Zach was talking about that it might take 10-plus years to build out all the projects. So would the idea for those looking at this to vote first time around, would they look at maybe voting again in 6 years' time for an extension of the T-SPLOS?
Well, that's what we'd have to get into later we do it, and that's why I talked about we'd have to show some progress.
Gotcha.
But because of the way roads work and cash flow, we're not bonding this. This is all going to be pay-as-you-go. So obviously that money that comes in year six, we wouldn't start those projects until year six.
Gotcha.
So that's why I think the 10-year time frame that Zach talks about with that. Now, if we want to get really aggressive, we could do a bond right up front to bond and start moving, but that's probably just a bit too much. I like the pay-as-you-go approach. Then you have to cash flow, all those type things.
How much does inflation play in this?
Well, it's played what it has in the past few weeks. We talked about it before that, $1 million doesn't go as far as it used to. I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek because it's $1 million.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, everything just costs so much more nowadays. Now, let's hope going forward over the next few years that slows down. I don't think things are going to get too much cheaper than they are now, so we can start adding some predictability. But yeah, and I think, Mike, that behooves us that we got to get started. We're already behind. You know, there's 111 counties out of 159 that have already done this. We're the 10th biggest population-wise in the state, and we don't do this. Several of the counties around us already do this. Jackson County's taking it up as well as they move forward. So if we don't do it now and have to wait a few more years, things are just going to cost more. There's going to be more issues to address. So
you can call it a hardball question, buddy, but it's like, okay, you've been here 9 years. Why hasn't it been done before now?
That's a wonderful question through all that. You know, Mike, if the city of Gainesville could move on their own and go do some of this stuff, we would. But the way state law works is we have to have partners to do it through here. And sometimes it just takes some other partners a little longer to get used to the topic, and now we're there. I appreciate all those partners, what they've done to help us get to that point. And I think now that among elected leaders and staff of those communities, we're ready to move forward.
So with that, when the projects are, if it is voted in yes, and the projects are all done in the next 10 years, are we going to be behind then, you think?
Well, I think road building, Mike's a little bit like schools, you know, in the growing community. You never catch up to where you are. Yeah, I mean, once we'll be there, I think, look, we probably could raise several $1 billion and not be able to address all the things people want out there. So we have to do the things that we think are transformational to make your quality of life better.
For your job, how about when it comes to budgeting, just paving the city of Gainesville? How much do you budget each year for paving, and how much is really done?
Oh, great question. I should have had that. We actually use our regular SPLOS funds for resurfacing. You know, this T-SPLOS is for new projects. It's not a slush fund. So we use the SPLOS funds to get our matching funds from the states. We really double our money each year by doing that to address the resurfacing. And that's a great question to lead into, Michael, and this is that this T-SPLOS, when we started looking through it, you know, for me personally to vote for it, and I do plan to vote yes. I can't tell anybody else what to do. But I'm going to vote yes because things are going to make my life better. You know, it is a new tax. I don't love taxes. People think I work for the government sometimes that I like taxes or I get a discount. Neither one of those apply.
You won't buy as much, will you?
Yeah, from all that. but these are projects that have a list of things that are going to go forward. It's not a $390 million slush fund for me and Zach Probst to go around and play with. These are dedicated projects that will go towards that. There is a Citizens Advisory Committee that will oversee this.
Good point.
They meet at least once a quarter to look at it. We have to report to that. We have to put what we've done with the money in the paper. If you want to file open records request to look at it, it's going to be an open book. These are not things we're going to run off and do something to aid some developer, as you said before, to mm-hmm. make their project better. It's where we have impacts already that we need to make things better for our existing citizens and the people coming into Gainesville to work, go to hospital, education, all the things they're coming into Gainesville to do, or Hall County to do, to impact their lives.
All right, so transparency, you're always welcome to come here and talk about things. We're going to have Zach Probst come back on October 22nd. We're going to have the new County Commission Chairman, David Gibbs, going to join us on a regular basis starting in 2025. Love to have you and even Mayor Sam Cubiano join us here on a regular basis. We'd love to talk to you more, okay?
You bet, Mike. Love to do it.
I'll see you, man, and very soon, okay?
Sounds good, Mike. Appreciate it.
We got much more for you coming up here on 97.5 Glory FM, your radio station for North Georgia news, sports, and weather, and Southern Gospel's greatest hits.